Virgin Mishiva Lesson 190, Consciously Superconscious. We have to adjust our subconscious to the idea that we are a superconscious being, rather than an instinctive being or an intellectual being, driven by the impulses of the five senses. Awareness is the core of us. If we dropped off this physical body today, we would be a superconscious being without a physical body. If we stepped into another physical body tomorrow, we would still be a superconscious being, but with another physical body, different than the one we had yesterday, with an entirely new subconscious and new external environment. I would like you to visualize dropping off the physical body and going over to Sri Lanka or Bosnia to pick up a brand new body. See yourself stepping into it, adjusting your nerve currents within it, getting up from the battlefield, putting it into the hospital and healing it up, and going home to its parents with a Medal of Valor. You would have a new physical body, a new subconscious mind, and a new external environment to adjust to. In this new body, you would soon forget that you are a superconscious being. You would be so involved in being Ananda from Toronto, who recently arrived there as a refugee from the war. But the superconscious being of you would know that it was a superconscious being, and finally Ananda would begin to know it too. New rays of light would be coming through Ananda's aura. The subconscious would be reprogrammed quickly, and pretty soon Ananda would become a man who meditated in the very same way you meditated before you dropped off your old body and picked up Ananda's body on the battlefield. There would not be much of a break in continuity. This gives you a brief look at reincarnation. Your subconscious can readily adjust to this simple concept. There is one theory of reincarnation that holds that we do not have to incarnate as little babies, but that we can incarnate as full-grown people when we know how it is done. More evolved persons can do this because they know the inner laws. Less evolved persons must incarnate through the womb because this is the process that is most instinctively natural. This is one of the fringe benefits of becoming conscious in the superconscious body. Become consciously superconscious. That is the goal.